Yeah, that's right. It's Little Mo Mozzarella. I'm here with the It's Content Podcast, and we ain't fucking around. Everybody from Boston to New York to your sister's ass knows who we are. And if you don't know, I give you a headache Tutano can't fix. I crack you with the semolina. Pow!
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
All right, we're out here, Little Mo. How was the trip to Boston? It was good?
No, it was nice. If you take your shit, it takes you 2.5 hours more. The fucking traffic. It's ridiculous. Everybody drives like they're fucking driving Miss Daisy. I'm doing about 300 because I was worried you were upset with me and running out of studio time.
Never upset with you, buddy.
I forgot. I should have had him bring fresh mutts.
Fresh mutts, yeah. We went to some place in Brooklyn. Not Brooklyn, New Jersey. They made the mutts in front of you. It was phenomenal.
Don't get New Jersey and New York confused. I know that you think this all the same. It's not. It's like me saying you're from Providence, Rhode Island.
All right. We're starting the podcast.
Rhode Island,
are you? Shut the fucking camera off. All right, ready? We good? We on the pod?
We got an internet legend. Superstar.
Internet sensation.
You might have heard of him. You might not have heard of him. You probably heard of him.
If you haven't heard of me, you're living under a rock.
We got Lil Mo Mutz in
How
studio.
You doing?
AKA Moxie. Shout out Moxie's Seaport for having us.
Yes,
we appreciate it.
This place is very nice. Me and the boss are very tight. If anybody's an issue with him, come see me. We'll take care of it.
Whack you over the head with a semolina.
I hate you with so many semolinas, you think I just opened a bakery.
Hey, you know what? The first video I seen, there was something you were like, you little spider. This was 2020, bro. I swear.
No, what happened was I went to the doctor to get checked up, and the doctor tells me I got arachnophobia. So I got to keep the spiders away.
He goes, I'll whack you around, you little spider.
That's funny. That's good.
Dog, I haven't heard that in a while.
Bro, I feel like the shit you say, I'm like, how the fuck does he come up with all this shit? But I'm like, did you just like grow up hearing the guys say this shit? Is that what it was?
I just use neighborhood shit.
Yeah.
Like I was a neighborhood funny guy who never played sports. Like, you know, so I was my friends would play sports and I'd be on the sidelines breaking chops.
Yeah.
And then on the job, because I was in construction. Mm. So all my jokes are like shit that we all say on the site. And I just put them on t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah, I remember seeing the videos you were working. You used to work and you do the fucking videos.
Yeah.
When did you take it full time?
So I would say about almost 2 years ago, I left. And I assumed in my head, I'm going to do so much once I did this full time. I'm going to wake up early. I'm going to do a video in the city. I'm going to get all this content. And I ended up sitting on my couch and taking care of my kids, trying to help my wife as much as I can take care of my kids. She'll tell you I did nothing. To me, it felt like a lot. So I ran back to work because I said, this is harder than fucking my job.
Yeah.
What happened, unfortunately, is in a professional atmosphere in New York, no one can take me serious no more.
Yeah.
Guys are just fucking saying, how you doing? How you doing? Yeah, I'm like, do me a favor. Yeah, right. I need you to run this pipe from point A to point B. I need you to fucking do this. Paint it red. The inspection's coming. And the guys are like,
Just busting balls.
Yeah, yeah. I do hear the how you doing a lot in these sandwich shops.
There's
a few places.
I feel like you coined that phrase.
Yeah, but I didn't. Listen, it's ridiculous for me to say I started.
That's different. That's different.
I was actually going to say, you know, like Soulja Boy?
Yeah.
He says he started everything.
Yeah.
I started 99%. Okay. How you doing? I'm going to say I didn't start it. Someone, I stole it. From a guy that I know, it was shot. This guy used to just come up to me and fucking hang it down. He's funny. He's a funny bastard, but he's not like viral on the internet. Mm-hmm. He just talks like that. So I started doing it as like a punchline, you know, for so many things.
I feel like a lot of shit's like that. You get inspiration from other people. Maybe you change it a little bit.
But the thing is, there's certain things that are like dead out a little more. Like I ate you with a semolina.
Dead out copy.
Nobody ever said you had a semolina before me. Yeah,
yeah. I didn't know what semolina was, and then I realized what
now
it was.
Now everybody's fucking. I got semolinas.
What about nobody moves, nobody gets hurt?
That's
what about
mine.
That?
Yep. There's some rat stool pigeon that said he made it up.
You got to trademark
this shit. He
could
probably beat the shit out of me, to be honest with you. He does like karate and shit.
We all bleed the same, you know?
I may have heard it because he's like 60. Maybe I had heard it from him. I'll tell you the origins. I got my first sayings was I'll hit you with a semolina. Mm-hmm. I'll crack you with a semolina. I had to give you a headache Tutano can't fix. I had the what do you want to do? The how you doing? Nobody moves, nobody gets hurt. I got shit for everything.
No, you do. I know you
do. I'm going to tell you, nobody moves, nobody gets hurt was because I started during a pandemic and we were wearing masks. So I said, if I do a 60-second video wearing a mask and I come in and I order food, it's like I'm robbing a bank.
Right. Yep,
so if nobody moves, nobody gets hurt. That's I just good. Want the chicken cutlet with the semolina. That was the whole idea of that.
We did that quick video at Sabino's shop. And we did it. We threw it together in a fucking, 5 minutes? Shit went fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Just those, it's the same, bro. So your merch must do good, right?
My merch, with the sayings? Really well with the merch, yes. Yeah. I have to tighten it up. I mean, listen, I would say, out of 10 people I know doing merch, I do the best because I use dropship. And dropship gives you an advantage because the problem with dropship is your quality goes down.
Yeah.
But you have every size in stock and every color. That's the thing that's good with dropship. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have to do inventory.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and I have 3X, 4X.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you don't lose those sales. But you gotta pick the dropship company that does the best job. Because I do get returns. Like somebody sent me a thing and my fucking prints over here.
I know, we're already starting to see it with our shit too. I got people DMing me and shit. So we're working with a company and I don't know, what is dropshipping? I don't even know what that is.
They just make it for you to order.
Yeah, it's dropship. Well,
do they ship it and shit for you? Yeah, yeah. So that's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah.
Now your guy does Stitch too?
Yep.
He does all this shit.
That's nice, because mine doesn't. So maybe we'll talk after. Don't mind me. I was sick.
Yeah,
it was. Give you COVID real quick.
My fucking my whole family.
Get the COVID mask.
Oh, the semolinas thing. When I grew up, we used to hang out across the street from a church. All the older guys used to hang out there with like on chairs and shit, break chops.
Yeah.
And I was making communion, and across the street, this kid from my neighborhood owed a friend of mine money. So it was just like in a Bronx Tale, like when he's like, I got the money for you. And he's like, you always got fucking stories.
Yeah.
And he says he had the loaf of bread under his arm, the semolina. And he goes, I'll have your money later. He says, come over here. I want to talk to you. I'll crack you with this fucking semolina. And he smacked him like 2-3 times. And me and my buddy used to say it to each other. About you with a fucking semolina.
That's, I like that. You have an actual fucking origin story from it. Because people will say they made it up, but it's like, how the fuck, what'd you do?
The town hall can't fix. I heard it from an
old school guy. How old were you when that happened?
I don't know. How old do you want to make communion?
Nine years old?
Damn, that's crazy. You still got your communion money, huh?
I blow money, bro. Yeah. Let me explain something to you. I know how to make money. No, I'm going to be honest with you. I know how to make money because I owed money my whole entire life.
Right, yeah.
Gambling. I was a big gambler. So I would gamble. So I always had to come out with a way. When I started doing social media, I knew that I would earn off it, but I thought maybe I'd make a car payment.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, all right, if I could pay my car payment, I'm happy.
Right.
But I was building, I bought a 2-family house 6 months before the pandemic. Wow. So I gutted it. I gave all the contractors money, deposits. I gutted it. I'm not even kidding. They pull the last nail out, the building department shuts it down.
Wow.
The building department hits me, but I don't even know how many fines. My contractor gets into a fucking argument with the inspector. The inspector's saying he's throwing racial slurs at him.
Jesus
they
Christ.
Doubled my fine. So now I got a fucking $29,000 fine from the building department. And I can't move in the house because the whole place is gutted. So I'm living my grandmother's. What happens if pandemic hits? What are you going to do? You can't do nothing.
Nothing.
I can't open up. I can't. They locked my gas meter. I got no way to get heat. I was losing my mind.
Damn.
So long story short, whatever. I tell the same story all the time, but I'll do it quick. I was in a studio doing voiceover work for French Montana. I'm on his new album coming, me and Cousin too. We did the whole album, Mac and Cheese 5.
Let's go.
Mac and Cheese 5, me and Cousin.
When's that coming out? Do you know when it's coming out or no?
The 5th, December 5th.
Damn.
Be out by the time.
January 5th.
So tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Wait, really?
I'm actually supposed to be filming with him.
Yeah, let's go.
But you guys booked me.
And
it didn't happen for French. French, huh?
French. He's with the real superstars, French.
Should we grab our drinks real quick?
Oh, we got our drinks over here? What are we doing?
Where are
you? Flick, you want to grab those?
The camera guy's going to get drinks, bro. Who's going to film us?
He's good.
What's your story? You got 3 different cameras.
This is podcast.
Which one makes my nose look small?
This is what we pay him fucking $2 an hour for. But
I got the mock of that one.
He got the
salt rim kid.
You got the
fucking
drink.
Basil. I like this the basil they put in there.
Got this drink.
This is Wahlberg's drink right here.
Is it?
Azul, yeah.
Yeah. So this is when we met Wahlberg downstairs.
You just meet him here.
Yeah, so he was doing an event for us because Tequila, the Fletcher.
Is he from Boston?
Yeah, he's from Dorchester, which is a neighborhood.
He's like the biggest one.
So he's like one of the only people from like actually the inner city. Because a lot of people say like Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, they're from like the suburbs, which is fine. But he's like, we're from the inner city too. So we've always looked up to him specifically because he's like, he's huge too.
Yeah.
So he did an appearance. Cool dude? Wicked cool, bro. Wicked cool. He came up to us. So bro, we came in, he was doing an event. We had the camera and he happened to come up to us at the bar and was like, yo, I'm a fan of your videos. I see them all the time. I'm like, damn, that's sick. Then he called us in the back in the kitchen and that's when we did the video. And he was like, yo, these are the two biggest stars out of Boston, yada, yada. Nice. And yeah, bro, we met him at another event a month later. Just a really cool, genuine dude. So hopefully down the line, we could fucking do something with him. That'd be sick.
Let me finish that story because then this way I got the end to it. Good. So what happened? I'm in the studio. So I was in the studio with him. It was March, the day before the pandemic. I went to work.
You're in French's studio?
No. I'm gonna tell you what happened. I was at my job doing construction.
Yeah.
I knew I had to go film with him. I had to go record with him. I was already trying to set the presence. I wasn't gonna be in the next day. Because when I hang out with him, I know I'm gonna drink. It's studio session. I'm gonna have fun. And my boss turns around and goes, we won't even be in work tomorrow. I said, what do you mean? He goes, it's going to be a fucking pandemic. I said, what the fuck is a pandemic? He goes, bro, there's something with a virus going around.
New York was bad, too. That was the worst spot.
So what happens? And I go to the studio. Everybody got masks on.
Damn.
When I go in to do the voice work, they're all saying, talk about the pandemic. It's the fucking pandemic. I don't even know about the pandemic. Yeah. So we were originally doing, like a Casino Life album. Where they wanted that Italian presence. But what happened is, if you remember the pandemic, it got so political.
Yeah, it did.
Everything was political. We can't drop this now because it ain't the right time. And so this thing got put on ice. But what happened was that day when I came out of the booth, all the producers and everybody there who had, obviously have social media going, which IG? So I don't have no fucking IG.
Oh, damn. Wait, this is during COVID? You didn't even have an IG
yet? I started it the day of COVID.
Damn, that's crazy.
So I call everybody Mo.
Right.
Mo is a term they use in the Bronx. Mm. It's like, it may be a gang slur. I don't know what it is, but they all say it.
I always wondered that. I'm like, where the fuck did Mo come from?
I say it because my father used to call me Momo.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Momo, like you're stupid.
Yeah.
So I always just say, yo, Mo. So what happened? One of the kids said, hey, use Mo. My real name's Mark. Nobody ever calls me that.
That's funny.
Everybody should say Little Mark. Little Mark. Yeah, so I said, Little Mo. Yeah. That is a singer or something with it. So then they go, you got to put Italian names. So they did Little Mo Fettuccine, Little Mo Linguini. We were trying everything.
Yeah.
And then Little Mo Mozzarella. If you remember the movie. Spike Lee, Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, I know the
movie. Radio Raheem goes, yo, put Little Mo Mozzarella on that shit.
Damn.
So that's how we got the name.
That's sick.
So I went home. I'm going through and I started seeing Barstool videos. Mm-hmm. And just like everybody said in New York, what the fuck this guy know about pizza? That's a normal thing that
everyone does.
So I trolled the shit out of him. First, I was just doing videos like pandemic day one, pandemic. But then I said, I'm going to do a food review. Mm-hmm. I think the first one that really took off, I did a Peter Luger's video, steak joint.
Goat.
And Barstool messaged me. Mm-hmm. Hey, we want to run the video. So it's funny. I started trolling him, but they ended up picking it up. They have a very organic following, mm-hmm. Barstool. It's real followers. I can tell you, I have musicians. I had people with fucking 6-7 million post me, and I get 100 followers.
Yeah.
Barstool post you, you're getting 4,500, 5,500 followers.
That's really crazy.
Especially when you have nobody. I had 1,500 followers. I went up to 10 grand for one video.
That's crazy.
You know, that's a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
But what they did in the video was they wrote, this guy will be reviewing all our New York locations. I started getting DMs crazy of people inviting me to eat.
That's awesome.
And that's what happened. I started going 2 a week and I film them.
You were charging right away?
No. I did during the pandemic. What happened was at first I was doing it thinking I was scoring for a free meal.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm getting a free meal out of the thing. And awesome. What happened was Fox 5 reached out to me, said they want to run a story on me. Then I did Pix 11. Then I did Access Hollywood. I did it 3 times. So they were all championing me as this guy who's helping small businesses. Mm. So I couldn't charge. It would have been a piece of shit.
Right.
I did maybe 200, 250 locations. I don't even know the real number anymore.
Wow.
I do like 250 locations. The pandemic ends. I go back to work and I'm getting messages. So I had a spreadsheet with hundreds of fucking restaurants lined up. Everybody who called me, I start telling them I'm back at work. I can't do it. I can only do the weekend. Yeah. You want me to come on a weekend? I come on a weekend.
And you're still not getting paid for any of this?
I wasn't getting paid yet.
Yeah. So that's even tougher.
So what happened? I went back. It was costing me money.
Right.
Because I was paying somebody to hold the camera. I was paying, whether it be a video I don't want to edit.
Even just driving around and shit in New York's big.
What I used to do is I would pay kids that had bigger pages to put me on a story. Mm. So I was paying somebody who's got 300,000 followers. He's 150, put on your story. And I was costing me money.
Yeah.
So I went back to work and I started telling people I couldn't come. People started offering me money. So somebody would say to me, I'll give you a free meal and I'll give you 500. I'll give you a free meal, I'll give you 800, whatever. Then I got a couple of breakthroughs. I had a guy who had a ton of money. Listen, their money's no object. You're coming, which is Zelle. Sending me 2,500, 5,000.
Money's no object.
I started getting guys like that. So I started just doing like one a month, a paid gig, or two a month, a paid gig, and it was great extra money.
Yeah.
But what happened was it started going on weekdays. Like, oh, I got a grand opening on Tuesday. Now, I don't want to pass up the money because it's good money. So I would tell the guys at work, hey, cover for me. That's in construction, guys are covering for you maybe 10 times if you're lucky. Then they're ratting you out. This fucking guy ain't even on the job. We're doing this, we're doing that. So I went to see my boss. I love my boss. He was a good guy. And I said, listen, I got to take a shot. He goes, look, the door's open. If it don't work out, guys.
Nice. There you go.
And that's really how it all started.
Yeah, let's go. When was that? Like, what would you say the time frame?
It was about maybe 6 months after the pandemic.
So like late 2020, like late early 2021?
Yeah. 2021, I incorporated.
Damn.
2021, I incorporated because I had to get paid.
Yeah.
2021, then.
That makes sense.
French actually got me my agent.
Let's go.
Yeah. So French says to me, hey, Mo, what do you need for me? Anything I can do for you? I'll do it for you. I said, to be honest with you, I'm getting deals that I don't think I should be pitching because it will franchise.
Right.
So I said, I need an agent. So his manager is married to my manager.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
So my manager worked in regular agent. I think this is the story. I may be wrong. Maybe he'll tell me something different. He worked for other companies just like everybody else, came up through the ranks, but he tried to get ahead of the social media. Mm. Like instead of being a comedian agent or being an agent for TV and television, he said, this is the new wave.
It is.
So he jumped early on to that.
Smart.
And he's got a lot of good guys on the roster.
Yeah, you're supposed to connect us now. I'm thinking of it.
What is the agency?
We'll call him.
What's the agency?
It's called Millennial. It's like a boutique firm.
Nice.
It's a boutique firm. We'll call him together.
Hey, you know what video I like? The one you just did when you did like the shaving.
The day in the life.
That was good. He goes, the Ferrari.
I just did one too in the car wash. I just winged it.
That was good though. It's good.
I'm trying to do voiceovers.
You should do more of that shit.
Let me tell you why. Because I just did French's album. And when I did it, French says, people like you because of your voice.
Right.
True.
Like you have a certain voice. He's like, try to use your voice more. So when I do improv and I go in a restaurant, a deli, I'm just winging it.
You're right.
That's good.
But that's I can kind of think it out and take my time with it. So I says, let me try to do these voiceover videos. So I just did that, winging it.
Yeah.
It actually did really well.
It was good.
Whatever happened to Bobby Lupo? Whatever happened to him? Luco?
That's the one I did French first.
That's the first one I heard. I heard that because Sabino, I think Sabino told us or someone. Yeah. And I'm like, no way. And I looked at
Sabino kind of helped me get on social media too, but I'll be honest with you. Sabino was like, bro, you'd be viral or whatever.
Like he was pushing you.
He was pushing me. I was older already. I really didn't want to do it. And there was a contest in New York that New York Nico did, like the best accent or something. Mm. And I entered into that. And that helped. But circling back with Portnoy, funny story.
You met him, right? At the pizza festival or whatever?
I met him a few times.
He knew you right away?
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I'll tell you what I used to troll the shit out of him. Yeah. But in my head, when I had 800 followers, I don't think he's ever really looking at it.
Right.
So I don't know if he knew me, didn't know me, or if he knew me and just thought I was annoying. I have no clue. But I happened to be in the Hamptons. I always thought I would run into him. I was in the Hamptons. I guess he lives there or his house there. And I'm walking through the aisles, and my wife texts me, and she goes, Dave's in the... Porter's in the aisle next to us.
That's crazy.
So I walk up to him and I try to act like definitely know who I am. Right. I'm like, how you doing? And he's just like looking at me and I'm like, how you doing? What's up? How you doing? And he's just like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
And he keeps walking. So we have a mutual friend. like one separated. Like right, it's right, like, right. I don't know him, but I know you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah,
it's
yeah.
his boy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm texting this boy and I'm like, is there any way that this guy don't know who I am? And he goes, nah, he knows who you are. I think I was with him. He watched your videos. That's I funny. Said, this man, he acted like it was none. He goes, they were at a wedding or something. He's probably whacked. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I think he was a little bit of a dick.
That's funny. So
I, while I'm texting, I barricade right into him. Wow, boom! Like, I just hilarious. Look at him. I'm like, oh, shit. What's up? He's like, what's up? Do I know you? So that's I'm like, funny. Yeah, I'm a little more mozzarella, blah, blah, blah. And I just said whatever came to my mind. I'm like, yeah, I used to troll you. And then I saw your idea. And I started doing it. I'm making a ton of money now.
I thanks stole your idea.
And he's like, that. He's like, that's like, look at me. He's like, is that a backhanded compliment? And I'm like, you know, I'm just like, my wife was with me too. She's like, you sound like an idiot.
That's funny.
I was like, so that's he's like, funny. Hey. And I'm like, my mutual friend or whatever. I'm like, you know, my mutual friend, blah, blah, blah. And we shook hands and he just was like, hey, are you really making a lot of money off this now? I said, yeah. He goes, all right, good. I like to hear that. She walks away. So now I'm like, he's kind of a dick. He knew who I was.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens is, it's funny. Like within a week, I get an email that they want. It was me, Kush, my friend Marco. It was like only three influencers that we knew in our circle.
Marco's World?
Marco's World. Yeah. I'll tell you, I started Marco's World career. He won't admit that. So I want to say that on this. No, I didn't start it, but early on, me and him worked together. But he stuck to the food. I started veering. And he's got a good page because
he was telling me his appendix burst from all that cheap food.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus. I like Marco's page because Marco's a real city kid.
Yeah.
And if you don't know New York, you could watch his page and you know where to go.
Absolutely.
But he's like a real foodie. He eats crickets and shit.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
He'll eat anything. Yeah. But
Marco,
let me say I didn't start your career before I hear you fucking crying. I got the tissue box ready.
He's a big Celtics fan, he was telling us.
Yeah, big Celtics really? Guy. Yeah,
he's a degenerate gambler. Fucking loses on the Celtics all the time. Marco, I love you. Don't be a fucking pussy. So we're going to say, we go to this food thing. It's pouring fucking torrential rainstorm. Nobody shows.
Weren't we supposed to go to that? The festival?
None of the influencers show.
Oh, New York, the pizza right? festival?
Yeah, New York.
Yeah, we were supposed to go.
So what I did was me and Marco actually, the week before, I've been to every pizzeria in New York that he's been to. So the week before, I said, let's just do a couple free promos. We'll go to his top 10 list.
Yeah.
We'll knock it out. We'll tag the pizza review. We'll tag him. Show him a little love. We go meet him at the thing. Maybe he's going to say, good looking, build a relationship, whatever. Yeah. We did that. Marco ends up not showing up. Kuz don't show up. I end up being the only influencer in the fucking place.
Like, damn, none of them showed up.
No one showed up.
Damn. Kuz, huh?
Kuz, huh? Big time.
Kuz.
Big time. Kuz.
Nah, Kuz is a type, he won't get off the couch for nothing. Yeah. Nah, he don't want to get off the couch.
Yeah. Right.
Kuz is up to him. He's sleeping six, 7 days
a week. We had some nights with Kuz.
Yeah, but he likes to just be lazy.
Right. Yeah, but then when he goes out, though, he rages. He rages.
Because he fucking stays in 6 days and then fucking goes crazy one day.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so they came up to me and says, Dave wants to create content with you. I did a little thing with
him.
Then I ended up going to the grand opening of Casadona. Two of my friends that I work with a lot, the hospitality groups, Groot, Tao, they did a merger. They opened Casadona, and he was there. Mm-hmm. So now it's
name basis.
Yo, Mo, hey, what's up, Dave? We know each other now.
I like that.
So
yeah, he's from here, too.
I would say he's a good guy. Yeah. I think originally I was like, ah, he's a dick, but
everyone feels that way.
But it's because you're watching somebody on social media, you don't know him.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know him. Especially he's just like a real, I don't know. I feel like he's real, bro. Like he's authentic. Like if he don't know who you are, like he's gonna kind of like
and it's
come
also,
off as a dick a little bit, but
that's
he's not
what
gonna
it is when you come from the Northeast. To be honest, everyone's like that.
But I think I gotta say this once, in all reality, like if you look at what we're doing and how we're making a living, you gotta put him up on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Because he's like an original.
No, he is, bro.
Yeah, I mean, for social media, he's the guy. Who else is there? You got Gary Vee is like an old school media company guy.
Yeah.
Dave, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know off my head. But what I'm saying to you is, these guys have been doing this. You know how much work he put in?
Yeah, he is.
He started giving out newspapers in Boston, bro. Yep. At the North Station, he was handing out Boston newspapers, bro.
That's crazy how we're making a living off this shit.
Yeah, it is crazy, bro. I think about it all the time.
I had a great job. Nobody would have left my job.
Yeah.
Nobody would have left my job. People thought I was on crack.
Me too, buddy. I was in the fucking post office working my balls off.
Were you a post office guy?
Yeah, for a couple of years. I was in the military too, but the thing is—
my father was a post office guy.
Horrible.
From the military.
My father too.
Hated it.
Post office
but
guy.
Listen,
was he in the military
but
too?
No, had it set up though. T, I was working my balls off, but I would get done. I'd go home, fucking sit on the couch for a few hours on the clock. I was making videos too. That was the thing. So I would get home, go food shopping, all on the clock, fucking do the videos. But I had to quit though. I had to do this full time because you can't be fucking half in the tub, half out.
So you guys have, I'm saying like, so the podcast, you got the podcast, you got your own pages. Mm-hmm. What else are you doing?
Merch is doing well.
Vlogs, but we're really building up this media company, which is its content.
So we do the merch under there. We do the podcast under there. We do the YouTube. That's at 150K now.
The plan is to like bring Nikki and JoJo on, have them have their own show in New York, one big thing to push out together.
Yeah, exactly.
So you want to fall like an umbrella,
almost like a Barstool model. Yeah. Like think of it that way.
Yeah.
Obviously, Barstool's fucking mega huge. Like, but you know,
crazy. I dissect this shit all the time. One thing with me is like, I do dissect and find a way. Like for my following, I don't have a huge following. I have a mediocre following, but I fucking milk the cow.
I wouldn't say mediocre though.
No, but you I'm saying I don't have like millions.
Compared to millions.
I don't have millions. But what I'm saying is I have a loyal fan base and
That's the biggest key.
I have a loyal fan base. I know all the mistakes I made that I could have been a lot bigger. You know, because I do a lot of paid gigs, it does hurt my page. But what I'm saying to you is like, I'm going to give you an example. This is my opinion. Maybe Dave Portnoy watches, you know, and he doesn't even says I'm wrong.
I think Dave watches though. T, no?
So Dave, yeah, maybe.
So, Dave watches.
So no, I'm only saying maybe I'm wrong. But, okay, it's very easy to build a memes page. Okay?
Yeah, memes.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, because you're taking a video that's a very ready viral, and it may be from somebody who's got 20,000 followers, and you're putting on a page of 4 or 5 million followers, right?
Right.
Okay. So what I'm saying to you is, you build a page like what I don't believe that the Barstool or whatever what Dave was doing was to be a pizza review guy. I think he knew everybody loved pizza. He did a couple of things. It gives you a way to film. It gives you a basis. Of followers. Nobody really was doing them. He does honest reviews. A lot of people don't do them. Like I just say everything's good.
Yeah, right.
But what I'll say to you is
getting paid for it, right?
So Barstool's page is essentially like a memes type.
It is.
I think page.
Dave's even said he kind of just fell into it. He just did it one time for fucking fun. That's kind of how it works.
You gotta realize though too, everyone relates to that. Everyone likes pizza.
What I'm saying to you is this: if you take you guys' page. Let's say we'll use Little Mo as an example. And I own a memes page. And I have people scouring TikTok and Instagram for viral videos. It's very easy to, they're all battle tested.
Right.
This guy got 20 million views. He got 8 million views. He got 7 million views. I have a link. You fill out a form. You submit your video to me. I post it. And I see similar pages growing very quick. I know people have New York pages that they have 50,000 followers. Now they got 1 million followers. So you're taking these videos, but what you're doing now is you're taking your character, like a Portnoy or a Little Mo or you guys, and you're slipping them in on your memes page.
Yeah,
okay. And you're building them up.
I see.
Because it's a lot harder to build a 5, 6, 10 million page with a character.
Just by yourself.
When you're resurfacing videos, you could build that shit up quick.
That's what we're saying with this whole thing. We're trying to get the ideas, more shows, more people involved. And
I mean, I almost don't want to say on the air. We could talk after. Yeah. I do have a really good idea that I've told people and they've been like, fooling. Like, bro, it's the idea. Problem is someone's definitely going to do it.
Because you told them.
No, not necessarily because I told them, but it's going
to
be done.
You got to act on it.
Yeah. I have to act on it. But so the thing is, I need, because it's, you need to have, it's a more of a production than me running around with a phone.
Right. Right.
But what I'm saying is, and I beat people in the head with this, nobody listens to me. social media is going to long form video. Mm-hmm. All we're doing is replacing your fucking cable box.
I agree.
You're going to go on your fucking TV. You're going to spin that shit vertically and you're going to watch TikTok and Instagram on that. And you're going to go watch whoever the hell you want. And anybody in the world can have a TV show.
We're on the right track.
You're on the right
track. We're all on the right track.
Right. That is the future. We know that the media companies will be merged with social media companies like Meta and all this other shit. The Meta Universe is the next thing. Yeah. That's going to be gaming. Will be on the forefront of that.
You ever do streaming? You ever try that?
Bro, like you'd be good on the stream. I'm like old. I need like young kids.
We're trying to get into it this year. It's a goal of mine. Get into streaming. Bro, somehow.
How about Snapchat?
Snapchat.
50,000
yeah,
a month.
A lot of people. Yeah, bro. Yeah, now there's a lot of money. There's a lot of money in Snapchat.
Show me 50 dimes a month with a following on fucking Snapchat.
What are they? Are they doing like the spotlight shit? Like the
I don't know what creators? The fuck they're doing. I got friends. I know guys on Facebook doing 200.
We got the fucking, lot of money. We got the verification.
We got a couple.
I think I paid for it or something. Did you pay for it?
No, through an agency though. But like you're supposed to post like, bro. So it's like every 6 or 7 stories is an ad. But you have to post like 50 stories in a day. I'm like, bro, I don't, it's just fucking
it's
so
tough,
much.
Man. Every
and
day.
I tried, but it's like the money wasn't that good. I'm like, all right, well, I'm just not doing this. But I was with an agency 2022.
You left them?
No, so not like a talent agency. It was a separate agency, like non-exclusive, but they run Snapchat shows. So like, I don't know if you've ever seen on Snapchat, they're like TMZ style shows. It's like, which celebrity fucked this one, like kind of thing. Like it's like drama, but it's a 4-minute show on Snapchat. So they had me host the show. They gave me a script. I fucking sent them clips. It took me an hour out of my week. My first 3 months, bro, I saw like fucking 60 grand over 3 months doing
it. Nice.
And then it kind of slowed down towards the end. Then the end eventually closed down the show because it wasn't doing as good. But bro, just off Snapchat in 22, I made like fucking Snapchat, 6 figures.
Snapchat pays a lot of money.
But yeah, now I lost the show. So like now it's just brand deals right now and making money off the merch and shit, which is still okay. But it's like, you know, you got to keep trying to develop new things that you can monetize.
I mean, I do both, right? I my agency brings in work and I bring it up because I do a lot of small mom and pop shop.
So they let you bring in your own deals though on your own, do your own shit on your own. That's good. A lot of agencies like don't let you do that.
No, I feel like my agency's cool.
That's good.
They're like, listen, if you want us to broker the deal, we'll do it. If you don't want us to broker the deal, get
right. That's good.
That's really nice. The way I do it.
That's the way you got to do it. It's you like actually,
I had to do it that way because majority of my work small businesses. I can't have, once you bring an agency in, it's not necessarily that they're going to charge too much money.
You can handle the small businesses yourself.
It's just that. They turn a lot of small businesses off. It's too much paperwork. It's too much red tape.
What about the G-Shock or the Rolex? I like how you said that. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, when I
tell my clients. How you handle your deals? If they're not fans?
It's very simple for me. You know what I mean? When I deal with a client head on, if they're not a fan and they start talking analytics with you, it ain't working out. Because someone who's coming to you saying, hey, I think it's smart we use this influencer because you're going to bring business in. Now, I know to a business person, it thinks it makes sense. You can't guarantee no business from what we do.
Right.
You can't I have no fucking clue if you're going to get 2 customers, 3 customers. Right. Yeah. I can tell you that I personally know for a fact that there's, I'll give you an example. I did my friend who owns Luigi's.
Mm-hmm.
Luigi's is a pizzeria. It's banging.
No, we went there. Okay.
Now, what I'm saying to you is, without you realizing, you probably went to Luigi's because of me.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you what it is. Luigi's was like my download spot. The guy was no joke, whatever. I started doing videos there. A girl who handled the account, who follows me, told me that he was going to, she worked with Barstool. Mm-hmm. Somebody from Barstool had reached out to him. Portnoy ends up going there, giving him like a fucking 9.2. He got like the highest rating ever. That shit changed. He's got lines around the block.
Yeah.
Every podcast I've ever been on, people ask me who my favorite pizzeria is. I always draw them in there. So what I'm saying to you
is really good.
Like indirectly helped them, right? Because my video got to this one's ears. This one got down there. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. So I do know there's stories of like things I've done that helped a lot of businesses. But I don't know. I don't like to guarantee that shit. I want someone to hire me as a fan because I don't want to be told what to say. I don't want to fucking be ridiculed on the edit. Like,
gotta get your video approved and then reshoots and all that shit.
I don't let anybody but brand deals look at my video before I post.
Right.
You're not allowed.
Absolutely.
It's a rule.
What about
because they don't realize that you got to pay for edits and shit.
True. No, I know.
You want to know why I went to we went to Luigi's? We seen that Big Daddy scene. I was like, yo, I got to go to Luigi's.
Okay, so then you seen it from the movie. Oh, you made me look bad.
No, I'm busting balls. I didn't know until I seen the picture hanging up in there.
Yeah, I need my picture hanging up there.
You
yeah,
do.
But he's my boy. Gio is the man.
Did you do a video there recently or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, I just thought like, I whenever saw, the fuck yeah. I'm there, I just do a video.
I saw it's good, dude. I love all their food. Yeah. Any pizza they have is great.
Nah, you want to laugh? My videos are through the best. Like, I have, what's good with me is my videos that did go viral are all catchphrases. Right. So I tore it
that's
on a
good.
Shirt.
That's good.
So in other words, like, I had one of my biggest videos, I said, I should have worn this outfit. I'm gonna get indicted for
that's good. Yeah, that one went crazy.
That video went crazy.
Everyone was using your sound and shit.
Yeah.
I had
another
sound.
Video that went crazy, and I said, I might not have a blue check, but I'm definitely verified.
Yes, yeah, yep.
Now, that was before you could buy the verified. As soon as you could buy the verified, it died out.
Yeah,
but when I tell you the merch was going off the chart,
damn.
It was a good saying. I don't got a blue check, but I'm verified.
That is good.
You definitely got something narrating. Like, you definitely, like, French is definitely right. You definitely got to keep using your voice.
No, that is
you
good.
You do.
I like it.
So, what I want to do is, what's a very popular trend right now with women is they're, a lot of women are doing this. I don't see any men doing this yet. But doing it day to day in the house. Like, I mean, I don't want to call certain people out because I probably make fun of a few of them and they may get offended.
Yeah.
But I see people cutting cucumbers up for the kid, making the grilled cheese, then they're speeding through, mopping real quick. It's a day in the life.
Yes,
it's a vlog.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And what you'll see is this 7-10 minute videos and they're going viral.
Wow.
Now, because TikTok's pushing long
yeah.
form. Now, what I'm saying is I want to do that on a voiceover. Right. My shit. My wife making me hang a stupid picture. I'm building a fucking toy for my kid. I'm coming in. I'm stepping on the fucking toy. I go flying. I want to do it as a guy.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good. You should.
Right? But you can't do it like this. You got to kind of do a voiceover because you got to speed through videos. You got to-
Quick clips.
You got to do quick clips. Yeah. But I cleaned up real quick. I did this and then- So then I watch the video and I lay it out and I do the audio over it. So I want to start doing stuff like that.
So you got
to
realize how much brand deals can come with that too.
Because exactly
now you got a clip of you cleaning your dishes. Now you got Dawn Dish reaching out.
It locks into the TikTok shop.
Everything.
And Amazon shop.
Yeah.
So I want to pull away into sell products. Now, another thing you could do is you could once you start selling other people's products, now you put your own products out.
That's what we just did. I just started my own coffee. He started his own olive oil.
Did you?
Yeah.
So I just
it's a hustle, bro. It's
company.
A grind.
I'm hoping for some kind of partnership. I'm getting paid. We have a long-standing contract.
Yeah.
It's called Fuck You Coffee.
Oh, you showed us. Yeah. Fuck You Coffee.
I didn't even know what it was. Until I said it.
Yeah.
Like, I see
4Q.
Yeah, I go,
what the fuck
is
that?
I seen the 4U coffee. I was like, what's going on?
Fuck you.
It's fuck you. That's the name of the coffee. It's just
like that.
Like a dark, strong
New
coffee.
York.
That's funny.
For New York. So I'm working with them with coffee.
That fits perfectly with your shit, though, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm a big
aligns.
Coffee guy.
Yeah, bro, I drink way too much coffee, Jesus.
Who's
I
been
agree.
Sick lately? Have you been sick? It's
nah, my
restful.
Whole family was with COVID.
Been.
Yeah, the
no,
COVIDs are going around.
We came back from Tampa. I was feeling a little down from
you
the
went
airport.
To Tampa too? I was out in Tampa. It feels boring out there, no?
You
found
you gotta
to
know. You got to know what to do.
How's Miami?
I got hired.
Miami's nice?
Miami I love, man. I'm
I haven't
hooked
been
up
back
in Miami.
There in a while.
I work with Crude Hospitality a lot in town.
Amazing.
We work together
who's
with
that,
them.
David Grutman?
Grutman
I know Big Dave. You know Big Dave is a good guy.
You call him Big Dave?
I know Big Dave. Nah, I don't know Big Dave.
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'm gonna stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she gonna let me hit it any day now. What you gonna say now? My ex-girl got a bait now. But she still let me stay now. I got a Dallas and a H-Town boo. Got a Betty on Cape Town too.